Joe Biden's radical DHS nominee likely to get Senate approval. By Neil Monroe on January 7, 2021. The GOP's failure in the two Georgia Senate races dramatically raises the likelihood that Joe Biden's pro-migration, anti-enforcement nominee will be confirmed as head of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, say activists. President-elect Joe Biden announced in late November he would nominate Cuban-born immigrant Alejandro Mayorkas. His previous activities as United States Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency, USCIS director should preclude him from getting the job, but with the results in the Georgia race yesterday, it does not appear that that will be an impediment, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director at Numbers USA. Mayorkas' activities, she said, included delivering valuable green cards to political allies and opposing enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. The Democrats' gain of two seats in Georgia leaves the Senate divided 50-50, allowing future Vice President Kamala Harris to break vote ties in favor of Democrats. The Democrats won the two seats after the GOP candidates' turnout fell slightly once President Donald Trump was not on the ballot. In December, Mayorkas claimed legalized immigration raises Americans' wages, despite the recognized evidence that migration shifts wages from American workers to migrants, employers, and investors. Mayorkas has a long record of not enforcing the nation's immigration laws, despite the damage it does to Americans and recent immigrants. President Barack Obama appointed him USCIS director in 2009 and promoted him in 2013 to deputy secretary at DHS, despite no support from GOP senators. He is completely anti-enforcement, not just in terms of blocking fraud investigations, but is utterly opposed to enforcement, Jenks said. He believes that the job of USCIS is to hand out green cards, period. During Mayorkas' tenure, he oversaw the inflow of more than 2.5 million Mexican and Central American migrants into U.S. jobs, apartments, and schools. Most Mexican migrants have been sent home, but the vast majority of Central American migrants remained in the United States, and so encouraged a huge migration in 2019. That extra wave of migrants further cuts Americans' wages and drives up their rents while forcing more chaotic diversity into American society. But it also boosts Wall Street investors by cutting labor costs and by spiking sales to welfare-aided consumers. For example, DHS data posted December 31 shows that 80,711 Central American family migrants arrived at the border in 2016. By March 2020, just 3,578, 3.3%, had been sent home, 3,520, 4.1%, were allowed to stay, and 45,768 were still being processed. Overall, there was no confirmed departure for 95.6% of the 2016 Central American family arrivals of women with their children, said the DHS report. Many went north to meet husbands who earlier sneaked illegally into the United States. The December report also admitted that the DHS has no confirmed departure for 95.5% of 6,796 similar arrivals in 2013. For 95.6% of the 61,202 arrivals in 2014, and 94.8% of the 34,320 arrivals in 2015. The Central American deportation numbers show little improvement until 2020, partly because the D.C. establishment strenuously opposed Trump's campaign promise of border security, until Trump threatened trade sanctions with Mexico in 2019. The DHS data shows no confirmed departure for 97.2% of the 440,616 Central American family migrants in 2019, and just 61% among the sharply lower 22,056 arrivals in the first 3 months of fiscal 2020, during October to December 2019. The post-2013 arrival of 1.9 million Central American migrants was prompted, in part, by claims from coyotes and cartels that Obama's deputies were allowing migrants into the United States. Obama's deputies, including DHS Chief Jay Johnson, publicly denied the claims even as they allowed the migrants free passage. "There is no free pass," Johnson said in June 2014. "There are no permisos for children, for your children, who come to the United States." Just 554,366 of the 1.9 million Central Americans have been deported. Even though only 147,333 have been allowed to stay, said the DHS report, which does not offer numbers for people who successfully sneaked across the border.